We welcome to the program a multi-talented actor, singer, songwriter. You've seen her in films like Deadpool, television shows like Supergirl, The Good Doctor. She's got a new album in the works. She's got movies, TV shows, and more. We are so happy to be joined this afternoon by Haley Sales. Haley, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, I feel really good about myself after hearing you say all that.
Well, you got so much going on. Where to begin? Let's start with the musical side of things. You're working on a new album called Till the End. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it's a labor of love. I did two records with Universal that came out, and I worked on a third, and unfortunately the president left the company right as I delivered the masters, and it was never released. So this album is my comeback after losing that last record, and it's just, I tried to be as transparent as possible this time and just do the music I just madly love, which is, you know, like the 1940s kind of Judy Garland inspired music. And we just finished the last mix and master, and it's going to start coming out this year, and I am so excited.
Among other things, a song that you co-wrote with Sharon Stone called Never Before. How did you two get together?
You know, it was one of the beautiful angels in my life, a friend around the time that, you know, my life came crashing down around me, mentioned that Sharon Stone was interested in doing some co-writes. She'd written before, and she's a phenomenal writer, but she was looking to work with a woman. And I guess he sent some of my music, and she was intrigued enough to tell him that she wanted my number. And I forgot about it. I'm like, oh, sure, we'll see. Just little me. And then, you know, about a week later, I was just walking down the street in L.A. and picked up, you know, a blocked number call, and I hear, hi, it's Sharon Stone. you know, the next week she invited me to her house. She had a beautiful grand piano in her living room, and we sat down, and it was my first co-write ever. I'd just written songs by myself usually, and I was kind of terrified. I'd never written on the spot, so I'm amazed. It went so well. She was so gracious and really, really pulled out the side of myself I tended to hide in my past, and I'm very grateful. Yeah, she's a beautiful soul.
Watch the video, and I've watched it 3 or 4 times now. It's so great for All This Love. It's beautifully done, and the song is just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know what's funny is that actually we filmed at this local little war memorial theater. I was actually on Vancouver Island in Canada during COVID, during the lockdown, and we had no one to do a music video, so me and my two nieces, my teenage nieces, just went there and played with silkscreen. It was so fun. It was a really cool experience to try and create your own content and do it in such a stripped down way. So thank you. I'm so glad you like it.
Well, you grew up in a musical family. Your dad was a musician, played with people like the Ramones, Miles Davis, The Grateful Dead. Now, how could you not love music? But but I have to think that also helped you develop what it seems to be a very eclectic taste.
Yeah, you know what? It really did. I feel so blessed to have been born into my beautifully wacky hippie family. They're both from D.C., my mom and dad. They met in high school, actually, high school sweethearts. And the music I heard around the house was everything from the gorgeous R&B that was coming out of D.C. at that time, mixed with, you know, my dad loved Dylan, he loved the Beatles, my mom loved the Supremes. And so I had all of that. And then for some strange reason, I was such a strange little child, but I fell in love, as I was mentioning earlier, with the classic pop of the World War II era. And so in some ways, I got all of the amazing textures of rock and folk mixed in with that jazz classic pop. So yeah, I mean, my parents are definitely the reason that I am who I am.
We're talking with Haley Sales on Downtown. Am I right that it was a friend of yours who played you a Judy Garland album, and that just opened a whole new world for you?
Yeah. You know, it was, we were being little kids. I was 5 and dressed up like little, you know, witches and princesses. And she popped into Judy it was even a cassette. Like, it was old. Like, it was her mom's old music. And I just fell in love. I mean, it was just this click for me. I mean, I'd been in love with music and performing and make-believe up until that point, but something about hearing her, there was such a vulnerability mixed with passion in her voice. Of course, I wasn't analyzing this when I was five. I was just like, I love this. But yeah, I became pretty dead set and determined on being a songwriter and a performer and a musician after that.
Did you have that sense, I wonder, even as a little kid, when you heard that, or maybe when you were older and you were singing those songs, where you had this moment of feeling like, I should have been born in a different time?
I joke about this all the time. Yeah, you know, I do truly feel like it would have been it would have been easier for me to have been born in that time. However, kind of cool to be in this time, because I'm really excited to reintroduce all the textures and beautiful melodies and whatnot of that era. And I like to call it was a very bold romance to that time, maybe because of they were going through such trauma with World War II and whatnot. But I'm really excited to introduce it because it's kind of been put, you know, in the easy listening category. And personally, I view it as everything but that. But yeah, getting to write songs that feel like that, that are very modern, I'm excited to see if I can open up some doors for other artists to dig into it.
Well, and what I've noted in listening to your music, too, is that your voice is timeless. It is all of those styles creating this beautiful new combination of the old and the new. And I think if I put a song on and said to somebody here at the station, when do you think this song came out? They might not have any idea, because it just has that wonderfully timeless quality to it.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that means a lot to me. This is the first music I've really allowed myself to do that is the stuff that I, you know, some of these songs I even wrote as a kid, but I kind of put them on the back burner and hid them because I was such a misfit, you know. I couldn't perceive that people would want to listen to them. So to hear you say that and, you know, to think people might genuinely want to hear it now, it's really exciting for me. So I'm glad you like it.
Well, we could talk just about your music, but there's so much more to your story than that, because you've got so many wonderful acting projects coming up. You started young. You grew up on stage. Was it Romeo and Juliet at age 12? Was that the first time?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been doing local kind of, we'll call it summer stock theater, even up to that. But I grew up really fast. Like, I'd say I was 5'7" by 11. And I kind of just looked 19 or 20 already. And so I saw this, you know, this call for an audition. I was like, I'm going to go to the university and I'm going to audition. I'm not going to tell them my age. So I went and auditioned, and I thought I'd get a chorus girl or, you know, like whatever, very small part. And they gave me Juliet. And I told them I was 16 until the day we opened, and I finally told them. So, you know, and I had been madly in love with Shakespeare, probably the romance of it, you know, the poetic romance of it. But yeah, that was, I got the bug on stage that time and haven't stopped.
See if I can remember it. It was years ago that I did it. Many a morning had they there been seen with tears, augmenting the fresh morning's dew, adding to clouds, oh, more clouds with his deep sighs. Yeah, I played Romeo's dad years ago.
Oh, that's awesome. I totally fell in love with the Romeo, too. Like, I'm in love. I wrote him a book of sonnets.
Oh, wow.
And he still has it. We're friends. And he's like, oh, I'm not giving that back. I'm holding on to that.
That is wonderful.
Like, I want to see it. Oh, my gosh. It's probably so embarrassing. But, you know.
I wanted to ask you about a film you made a while back, Stand, where you played Canadian activist Helen Armstrong. You were nominated for the Leo Award from the British Columbia film and TV industry. What was that like for you?
That was really incredible. And also, the first time I'd been given the opportunity to play a real person, and it felt like a lot of responsibility, especially considering how incredible this human was, Helen Armstrong. I just loved it. First of all, I love period pieces, and in some ways, getting to step into her shoes reaffirmed in me like a certain strength. Because again, it was around the time I'd lost the record, and all this stuff was falling around me. And so to get to play her at that time was really important to me. And just being in musicals, I mean, it was everything about it was a perfect storm for a really great experience.
A real good friend of the show, he's been on a bunch of times with us, is Richard Schiff. Did you get to work with him at all on The Good Doctor?
I didn't, no, but he seems amazing. that show is so awesome. I was lucky to be a part of it.
Well, coming up, you've got a film on Tubi TV, Corrective Measures, with Bruce Willis, and everybody's familiar, of course, with the struggles that Bruce is dealing mm-hmm. with right now. What was the experience like working on the film?
Hearing about everything that's been happening with him broke my heart, because to me, on set, he treated me like a daughter. He went out of his way to be incredibly gracious and welcoming, and I, if there was something going on at that point, I definitely didn't notice. He was very present. I mean, he walked across the room. It was my first day shooting with him. And he's like, "Hi, I'm Bruce." I'm like, "Hi, Bruce. I know who you are. I'm Haley." And he was just lovely. And we'd improvise a lot, you know, during the takes. In between takes, he'd just sit and banter with me, probably because he knew I was losing it. So excited mixed with nervous to be getting to act with him. But yeah, he's a genius. He's one of those actors that just getting to do a conversation with him was worth decades of acting lessons, you know, because he was so present, and just nothing changes when the camera rolls. What you see is him. It's beautiful. But yeah, it's so heartbreaking to hear that about him and his condition.
Got a new film coming to Amazon Prime as well. What can you tell us about Just for the Summer?
Well, that was fun. I have been a rom-com geek since the beginning. My mom and I always used to watch them together, everything from, you know, Pretty Woman to His Girl Friday. And so to get to lead a rom-com was a dream. And we just had so much fun. The director let us improvise a lot, and the two women playing the grandmothers, I should say, just amazing and so hilarious. We had a fantastic time. We filmed it in Vancouver, Canada, actually. But yeah, it's a cute little rom-com. You should watch it.
And you've got a recurring role in a brand new series on AMC. I've seen the first two episodes, and I love it. Mm-hmm. Lucky Hank with Bob Odenkirk.
That is potentially one of the most amazing experiences I've had to date, was getting to work on that show. I hope for season two. It was every single actor involved was both hilarious and incredibly sincere. And I mean, it took everything in me to just not die laughing when we were doing our scenes. And Bob was incredibly supportive. He left a little note on my first day and welcomed me personally to the show and came up, introduced himself, you know. He even, like, when I was doing my first scene, came up and was kind of telling me what his vision was for it. I still can't believe that I'm a part of it, because, I mean, I don't know how I am with all these comedic geniuses. my job was just to not laugh. But yeah, it's a great show. I'm on episode 3, actually, so I haven't seen when I come in yet, but I love it. I think it's such a brilliant combination of honest humor and drama mixed together.
That's the best combo in the world right there. Well,
yeah,
exactly. We wish you continued success. Can't wait for the album. Do you have a potential release date yet for Till the End?
I don't know. My team and I are starting to figure all that out. I think you could expect a single late summer, early fall, and then it'll just kind of snowball from there.
Yeah,
so it'll all start coming out once.
Well, that's great. Well, it's wonderful to get to talk with you. I love the music. I love your acting as well. And we wish you nothing but continued success, and hope you come back and visit us again, maybe when the album comes out.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely to chat with you.
That's Haley Sales with us here on Downtown.